O holy night, I just want to read a couple of things to you real quickly. The first one is in Micah 5:2. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. When I read this verse, we often read this verse at our Christmas Eve service. And when I read this verse, I often think of Titusville, because the impact that we have during this particular season reaches far and beyond what any of us could have ever imagined or thought of, is that there are people right now who are reflecting back on Friday or Saturday who are coming from outside of a 50-mile radius to this town. So you, Titusville, who think you're so small and insignificant in the eyes of the Lord, no, you're not. You can touch the multitudes if all you do is listen to what the Lord is calling you to do. We live in a rural community that can be tight-knit, and sometimes maybe for some of us it's like, we know, everybody knows all of our stuff. But something that I love is that when we get together in a community like Titusville and we say, we're going to present the gospel through this live nativity, we're doing more than just even impacting the people in Titusville. I was sharing on Luke Rio's radio show on Thursday morning, and I was saying, you know, we have roughly, you know, over 2,000 people that come through. The young man who was sitting next to me, he said, that's half the town. That's half the town. And we went to a break, and I told him, I said, that's actually not half the town. I said, I don't even know how many people from the town come through. We reach all around this entire region. People come, and I told him, from Pittsburgh to Erie, Grove City, some people in the years past, because I didn't get a lot of locations this time. Ohio is not unusual. You know, going even further east, we had, the Alderfers had some family that came in. I think you were over by Philadelphia. So, you came for this. Is that right? I mean, you're coming to visit family, but they just happened to be right. So, I mean, this is, we've had just an amazing thing. The Blakesleys had friends that came in from one of the, what Dakota was it? South Dakota. South Dakota. And they participated twice, right? And so you talk about that. This verse means so much more to me in that context when we're looking at, yes, it's prophetic of Jesus coming. Sophia, I'm going to skip down to the one in Luke. Luke chapter 2. This is, this particular selection of verses is the account that took place. But one of the things I want you to see is that even Joseph, who wasn't living at the time, he wasn't in Bethlehem. He had to gather his family together and travel to Bethlehem. And so many times as people were coming through, they were saying, there they were with all of these children. I get to see that picture, like I was telling you, with all these vans and people coming through. There were faces that were just plastered up against the window, just wondering, you know, what was next. And it was exciting to see the anticipation that was there. So there's people that, like I was saying, not necessarily from Titusville. They intentionally got their things together, and they came and they saw the message and the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's a powerful thing. We're going to jump over to Luke 6 and 7. And then this particular selection is talking about the actual birth of Christ. And talk about some things that are intentional. It took a lot of work to get the stable to a place to where somebody could be driving through the village of Bethlehem that we've made and not see the stable until the people who organized all this wanted them to. We've got the rabbi booth is where it's supposed to be. The tax collector is where he's supposed to be. There is there is very specific intentionality that's going into where every piece is, because we want the birth of Christ to be like a reveal. Here he is. And it's a powerful thing. And so when Jesus was there, when the angel came to the shepherds and said, go and see. And they stopped what they were doing and they went. This is something that has been just a message that Grace Fellowship Church has brought itself to be a part of. And so we have O Holy Night, which happens to be one of my absolute favorite. My family gets, I don't know if you get sick of it, but I love this. I don't want to call it a Christmas carol, but this Christmas hymn is one of my absolute favorites. It has to be sung by a particular person, or else I don't really care for it as much. We'll leave it there. Oh, so Alexa said it's not her. But but one of the refrains that always gets me is, fall on your knees. And that's what we see when the wise men, Jesus is already, like, as far as we know, is like already toddling around the house. And here's this small child that when they finally come on that scene, the only thing that they can do is bow and worship this child who is Emmanuel, God with us. And even though we're depicting that together over this weekend, I just wanted to close this time with this selection from Revelation, because that's where Jesus is right now. This is where he is right now. Watch this in Revelation chapter 19. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the roar of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder, crying out, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together this morning. You declared this with a loud voice over the last number of days. And right now, around the throne, hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. And he one day soon will return for his bride. And it is an awesome privilege to be a part of speaking that heart, sharing that voice, and saying, God, here am I, send me. Father, we thank you so much for an opportunity to be used by you. Lord, in any particular way, no way is too small. No part was insignificant. Everything mattered upon mattered upon mattered. God, I thank you for each family. I thank you for each individual. I ask, Lord, that this month would be a time of reflection. We're going to be with families. We're building up to the day that we celebrate your birth. We're going into a brand new year. Father, I pray that you would touch us to such a point that we would recognize that, God, we are seeing the holiest of nights. And I pray that in our hearts we would be able to fall on our knees. And even more so, that maybe some of us, even just in the recognition of the moment, would even just be able to fall to our knees and say, God, I worship you. I thank you for coming. I thank you that you are the Messiah. I thank you that you are Emmanuel, God with us. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord. We just pray blessing now. In the powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God is good. Thank you so much.